This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court, for the third time, rejected a challenge to the country's chief health insurance law that provides millions of Americans with coverage to help pay their medical costs. The court, in a 7-2 decision, dismissed on Thursday a bid by 18 Republican-led states and the administration of former President Donald Trump to append the 2010 Affordable Care Act. It was the signature legislative achievement of former President Barack Obama, Trump's immediate predecessor, and is popularly known in the U.S. as Obamacare. President Joe Biden called the decision a victory for more than 130 million Americans with pre-existing conditions and millions more who were in immediate danger of losing their health care in the midst of a once-in-a-century pandemic. Iranians began voting Friday in a presidential election tipped in favor of hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who urged citizens to participate as he cast the first ceremonial vote in the capital, Tehran. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel under Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. State-linked opinion, polling, and analysts that put hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. And Israel has launched airstrikes on Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. There are no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrike. Via remote, this is VOA News.